Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Denny Gailhouse. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bartel moves to third. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bartel scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox now playing left field. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles strikes out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Tabor steals second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bartel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Finney moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Finney scores. Kramer scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. One out. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball towards right. Finney settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Finney. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Averill trying to get to third. Kramer throws the ball into Tabor, who tags Averill for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-2 in the game. Desodles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tebbets moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bartel bunts towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to third. Nelson moves to second. One out. Herb Hash now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. Campbell scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's Tigers, 5, Red Sox, 5. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Seitz now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins is hit by the pitch. York moves to second. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets strikes out. 1 out. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Tom Seitz. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hash fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-3 in the game. Desodles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-4 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with hash covering, for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hash fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herb Hash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Hash reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and tags Hash for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-4 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Doerr moves to third. Tabor moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.